the Nuggets have a game against Phoenix tonight. The game is on TNT. We can all watch it. And to preview things and catch us up on the Nuggets, we welcome in George Carl, our fan Nuggets analyst, who joins us courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. And, all right, Coach, listen, when it comes to the Nuggets, here's what people are telling me. They're telling me not to panic about stuff, and they're going to come around. But I got people who are freaking out about the Nuggets right now. Where's the sense of urgency in your mind?
You know, I haven't studied their schedule, but all I know is the part I have studied, these next five games and next 7 out of 9 are on the road. I think of those 7-6 are against them playoff teams. That scares me because you can play good basketball in the NBA and still lose on the road. But I trust the organization. I trust Jokic. I trust Malone. They got to improve. They got to play better. Going into the season, I felt they made a step backwards, and I think that's kind of being proven out. That doesn't mean they're not going to be a playoff team. They're going to be a playoff team. I think it'd have to be a major injury to stop them from being a playoff team. But I think the fans were excited about the last couple of years of success. And now they look like they might be taking a step backwards. And some ways, you know, sometimes taking a step backwards can be good for you if you make the right trade or the right decision to move forward. Sometimes you got to take a step backwards. And so I'm philosophical about it. Okay. Mac, that's the best way I can phrase it. I'm happy I get to see the game on TV, on my own TV.
Me too.
And I still don't understand why 2 billionaire corporations can't figure this out, but maybe I just don't understand very well.
No, we feel you, Coach, on that, and we always get in trouble because we have friends over there, and they're very sensitive about it, so it's... Listen, we're not, what do you think, we're rooting for people to not have jobs? It's just as a fan, it's just frustrating, that's all. That's all that is. But I feel you, but tonight's on ESPN, so we get to watch this game against the Suns.
What?
Well, on the positive side, Nikola Jokic is playing out of his mind. I mean, at an MVP level, and maybe he legitimately will be actually considered for MVP this year. They're supposed to get Michael Porter back here. What do you think that's going to look like? How big of a difference do you think that'll make?
Well, I think the thing they've been lacking is consistency. They've been lacking the ability to play a 48-minute game without going into a bad state. So much of being a good basketball team is not beating yourselves. And the Nuggets have had their quarters and sometimes longer moments of that where they beat themselves. They don't play well. They're not connected. The defense is ordinary at best. I thought the last two games, though, have been good. The Utah loss, even though they lost, I thought it was a respectable loss. And again, and they finally, Oklahoma City, they took care of business. So I think it's moving in a good direction. Porter Jr. helps them with their shooting. I worry that they're not a great three-point shooting team. And I think that's a big part of our game today. And, you know, everybody's kind of whispering that Murray might be hurt, his elbow might be worse than they think it is. And if that's the case, I think that's a little dangerous. But I think going on this road trip and trying to come back, you know, a little bit above, you know, if they can play 500 basketball on the road, take care of home, I think they'll be fine. I think they'll start getting some rhythm, some flow, some confidence, some continuity, some connection. And if they get that done, I think they have the talent to be a really good team.
Well, it feels like defensively they are really struggling right now, and it feels like you could just feel the absence of Torrey Craig. How do you make up for that and just start playing better on the defensive side right now?
Tyler, to be honest with you, I can't name 5 good defensive teams in the NBA. I mean, to be real, offense is king right now in the NBA. If you think offense is king in the NFL, it's bigger king in the NBA. It's just tough to cover the ball these days with the rules they have. The guards go anywhere they want to go.
Right.
The coaches are doing a magnificent job with spacing and clever little intricacies that make the game hard to cover. That's why, you know, I think you got to be fundamental. Anytime your defense is not playing at a level, I think you go back to fundamentals of transition defense. individual defense of keeping the ball in front of you. Individual pride to play physical when you have to be physical. Rebound the ball like you're serious about it. So I think they got to kind of rebuild it by going back to the fundamentals. And I think that's a big part of it. I think they can't be a lower five, being last in the last part of NBA defenses. They got to get in the middle of the pack. Their offense is good. And get more consistent along the way.
Last one for you, Coach. We were talking before we had you on, like, who is Jokic? Like, who would we compare him to? And our intrepid producer, Kevin Kistner, brought up Bill Russell. Now, I know a lot about Bill Russell because I grew up in the Boston area, and my dad was the biggest Bill Russell fan. In fact, my dad lived in San Francisco when Bill Russell played for the Dons and won national championships for the University of San Francisco. But I was saying to Kevin, I don't know, because I think Jokic actually is a better offensive player than Bill Russell. And I think Russell was an incredible defender and rebounder, but the overall game of Jokic, I think, is actually more complete than Bill Russell. And I'm not even sure who to compare Jokic to. Do you have anybody that Jokic reminds you of, either present day or in the past?
The two big guys that passed the ball like Jokic passed it, but not even at his level. Jokic is the best passing big guy I have ever seen. But Vlade Divac was a very good high post passer with Rick Adelman in Sacramento. And the other guy that comes to mind is when Bill Walton played at Portland, he had a great knack
right.
to pass the basketball. But Jokic is by far the most polished offensive player, big guy I've ever seen. He can play out. He can play in. He can play pick and roll. He can play point guard. I mean, we don't call him a point center, but the reality of the game is he makes more passing decisions on this team than anybody else. And that's the way it should be, because he's by far the best passer on this team.
It's amazing what you really have with Jokic. He's probably an all-timer. I mean, seriously, he's probably a Hall of Famer. He's probably... I hope we can appreciate what we actually have here, Coach, you know, how rare it actually is.
Well, you know, Tyler, you know in athletics, and D-Mac, you've talked to so many... He plays, no one can speed him up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He plays in slow motion. He has such a calm to how he plays in today's game that is so athletic
yep.
and fast and quick and jump and run. Jokic doesn't do any of that. He plays old school basketball, and it's better than anybody's ever played.
Yeah, plays at his own pace, and then it looks like it's in slow motion sometimes.
All right, Coach. Well, we love talking to you tonight. The Nuggets are in the Desert of the Sun playing the Suns, who are a much better team, by the way. They are greatly improved. And we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Coach.
Well, D-Mac, can you get altitude to kiss and make up, please?
We all want it. We all want it. But that's as much as we should say, Coach, because everybody then ends up yelling at everybody. So, but yes, we all want that to happen. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, guys, have a good day.
There's George Karl, brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Mike Kliss, will hear from him in a little bit. But coming up next, Dan Campbell. It's merely a flesh wound. There is more going on there, and I think it could relate directly to the Broncos. Give you the details next.